I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Approximately 60,000 Americans are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease each year. To talk about new discoveries related to Parkinson's disease and extra challenges during the pandemic for patients with Parkinson's is Dr. Vanessa Hansen. She's a professor of neurology and director of the Parkinson's Foundation Center of Excellence at MUSC. Dr. Hansen, tell us what's been going on for patients with Parkinson's disease during the pandemic.
So the good news is that during the pandemic, patients have been able to still access their care without having to come to the doctor's office. So for example, with the use of telemedicine or video visits or even phone visits, we have research studies going on for Parkinson's that patients can be part of without ever leaving their home. But there have also been some challenges, as you can imagine. So for example, many of the fantastic exercise opportunities for Parkinson's disease had to close, and people with Parkinson's rely very heavily on exercise as a way to take control of their symptoms. And exercise even seems to slow the progression of the disorder. And you can imagine not having these classes available has given many patients a setback. So we've given people the advice to really take exercise outdoors, to walk in their neighborhood or play a game of golf, or they can sign up for virtual Parkinson's disease exercise classes that are now available.
And I understand there's new information regarding genetic contributors to Parkinson's disease. Bring us up to date about that.
The field of Parkinson's genetics is really rapidly evolving. We didn't think of Parkinson's disease as a genetic disorder for a long time. And now, Bobby, we know that Parkinson's disease is actually strongly genetic, but in a somewhat unusual way. Scientists have been able to identify about 80 what we call at-risk genes for Parkinson's disease. So that means if you have one of those genes, you don't necessarily get Parkinson's, but your risk for getting Parkinson's is elevated. And we also know now that depending on what type of PD or Parkinson's risk gene you carry, your symptoms and rate of progression will be very different. And that really explains why one person with Parkinson's doesn't necessarily look like another person with Parkinson's.
And has this new understanding helped in the development of possible new treatments for Parkinson's?
The knowledge about these at-risk genes has really opened up a whole new avenue for researching treatments. And so we can be much more specific now in the research lab to look for a cure that is very specific to that person's Parkinson's, but maybe not to another's.
Are there any newly approved treatments for Parkinson's that have changed patients' lives?
Yeah, you're making a good point. You know, we're thinking about the cure and, you know, all that is in the future right now, so we don't have that available. But we have really good new treatments available that can help with people's symptoms that they have today. So, for example, this year alone, three new treatments were approved by the FDA for Parkinson's symptoms. One drug achieves this as a rescue inhaler, one is an under-the-tongue film, and one is just an add-on pill. But there's really good news here that we can treat today's symptoms while we're also thinking about the future, which is curing Parkinson's disease.
Dr. Hansen, thanks for providing this update about Parkinson's disease.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.